In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Who trusts in God a strong abode in heaven and earth possesses, who looks in love to Christ above, no fear that heart oppresses. In you alone, dear Lord, we own sweet hope and consolation, our shield from foes, our balm for woes, our great and sure salvation. Though Satan's wrath beset our path and worldly scorn assail us, while you are near, we shall not fear. Your strength will never fail us. Your rod and staff will keep us safe and guide our steps forever. Nor shades of death nor hell beneath our lives from you will sever. In all the strife of mortal life, our feet will stand securely. Temptation's hour will lose its power, for you will guard us surely. O God, renew with heavenly dew our body, soul, and spirit until we stand at your right hand through Jesus' saving merit. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. That hymn of invocation gives to you and to me a prayer of consolation in the midst of a world that hates the church, that hates Christians, and that fights against the good news that the Son of God came into the world to save sinners and that we are declared righteous, forgiven, as a free gift of God's grace through the faith alone which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The world hates this, and it has since the time that Cain rose up in envy of his brother Abel and slaughtered him in the field. With might of ours, Luther's great hymn says, can nothing be done? Would you just let that assertion sink in for a moment? With might of ours, against the assaults from devil, world, and flesh, against the church, and against our faith, with might of ours cannot be done. Now, that's not a cause for despair, because it goes on to say, but for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected, called, established, chose from before the creation of the world. Ask ye who this is? Jesus Christ it is. Of Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, spiritual armies, angelic armies, armies made of men and women and confessors who defeat Satan and the forces against the world by the power of his blood. And by the testimony of the gospel, we'll hear that on Wednesday at the All Saints service. With might of ours cannot be done, but for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. Jesus Christ it is. There's none other God. He holds the battlefield forever. The church militant does not fight with human weapons. We do not storm abortion clinics with Molotov cocktails. We don't take up guns and shoot those who do not believe in Jesus and who hate us for our faith. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers of darkness And the only weapon we have is what we heard of in last Sunday's epistle, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the breastplate of righteousness, of which St. Paul spoke in that lovely epistle, is Christ's righteousness that protects us. For us as Christians, we are justified by faith alone in what Christ has done. And it is in this faith that we live. So the righteous, the Christian, shall live by faith in Christ alone, and not by any strength of our own. In the Holy Gospel, appointed historically for Reformation Day, we hear about violence. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force, which literally means lay siege to it by force. You know, think about this. There is physical harm down through the centuries that stretches back into the Old Testament as the prophets were persecuted. There is physical harm marshaled against the truth of God's love in Christ by all of those earthly weapons that human beings use to make war against one another. John the Baptist, simply for preaching the gospel, was arrested by Herod and thrown into prison. And because he would not relent in the call to repentance, he eventually lost his head. So, you see, prisons were used. Some sort of guillotine device was used that lopped off his head. There were whips and cords used to flog him and so many others down through the centuries. And what do we have? What do we have? Nothing but words. Nothing but words. But the words that we have are not angry words, even though the law accuses and even though the law calls us to repentance. When John the Baptist preached repentance on the banks of the Jordan River, it was not to damn and condemn people to hell, but rather that they might see their sin and be turned to Christ, the Lamb of God, whose way he was preparing. But this is the only thing we have. Words. But when it's the Word of God, it breaks down strongholds. It creates faith where there's the blackness and darkness of sin and unbelief. And it gives comfort and peace like nothing else can give, because it is a comfort and a peace that is anchored in Jesus' sacrifice for you and for me upon the cross. This is what we celebrate in the Reformation. Think about how the church has endured down through the centuries. Not simply from the time that Martin Luther posted those 95 theses in 1517, saying very simply, you can't buy the forgiveness of sins by money. And to think you can by your money or by your works disparages the merits of Christ. No, salvation is not by works or by money or by merit, but as a free gift of God's love, like a mother who loves her children and will do anything to save them. So the Son of God in love condescended to our condition in the person of his Son and did the ultimate to save us. This is what the Reformation is about, a return to that great truth articulated by the prophets since the world began. The righteous shall live by faith in Christ alone. It is what we celebrate today. And think about the church, how she has endured down through the centuries against armies, against concentration camps, against those who would imprison her and put her Christians to death and threaten them with horrible torture if they did not deny the name of the Lord Jesus. In the case of Martin Luther, he was first excommunicated from the church, declared to be a heretic, and damned to hell by Pope Leo X, and then the emperor put him under a death sentence, which would have given anyone the right to murder him with impunity. And still the gospel endures. Still the church endures. Because Jesus' word endures. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. This is the wisdom of the cross, which is foolishness to the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the midst of a world which is antagonistic toward the Christian faith, as we continue to see the decline of our own society and culture, renounce the ways of the world to build the church. Rest your hope fully on the promise of your baptism, on the righteousness of Christ, and take up nothing but the sweet word of God. Oh yes, we speak the truth, but we do so in love. Do you know why Martin Luther at the Diet of Worms in 1521 could not renounce his writings? Because to renounce his writings would be to renounce Jesus and the sweet consolation of the forgiveness of sins and the comfort which he only found in what Jesus had done. Prior to the Holy Spirit opening his heart to the brilliant light of God's love in Jesus, he says he hated God. He hated him because he completely misunderstood salvation. For him, the righteousness of God were God's demands on him that he could not keep. And for this, God would damn him to hell. I hated this God. But when he heard those sweet words from Romans 3, they penetrated his heart. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed. Even the righteousness of God that comes through faith in Christ, whom God set forth as a mercy seat, a propitiation through his blood. Salvation, the righteousness of God, is not what I do according to the law, but what Jesus has done for me in love. It was as if the windows of heaven had flung wide open. To renounce those things at the Diet of Worms may have saved his life or the threats against him for a time, but he knew, I have comfort, I have peace, nowhere else in but this Jesus, the only Son of the Father, who in unfathomable grace and mercy came down from heaven to help a sinner like me. This is what the Reformation celebrates. This is the word, the simple word, yet profound word, yet comforting word that we offer to the world. It is this word of which Jesus himself speaks when he says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear the truth of God's love which sets us free. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.